At least meet a very special guest who knows all about the Bulls and the Ellensburg Rodeo. His name is Kerry Clifton. He's with us right now. Kerry, welcome to the show. How are you today?
Doing good. How are you doing?
Well, after that introduction, I feel like I'm not even going to go to the rodeo. It's just too dangerous a place. But I do love bull riding. Is that your favorite part of the rodeo?
You know, bull riding, I like all events. Bull riding's on the top there, but I really like our roping events, you know, with tie-down roping and team roping. And so they all come together pretty good.
I was told that you're not only an authority on the Ellensburg Rodeo, but perhaps you've been involved in rodeos as a professional. Is that true, or are you just a watcher?
No, I'm not a professional, but grew up in the rodeo world. My dad roped, and I did all through, went through school, and then my daughter right now is a breakaway roper in the high school level.
Excellent.
Yep.
That's genetics at work, right?
Yes, sir. Yep.
Now the rodeo there in Ellensburg is nothing to sneeze at. It's among the top 10 rodeos in the nation. And how did it get to be so well regarded? And by the way, congratulations for having such a wonderful event.
Well, thank you for that. You know, I think it, being around since 1923 and being in an area of where a lot of cowboys were, produced, kind of gave us the reputation. And then, the past rodeo board members just grew the purse, the payout. That attract the top cowboys in the world to come here. And since 1923, we just kind of kept that going and classified us as being in the top 10 in the nation. So the experience and the payout that we offer the cowboys and the hospitality of Ellensburg.
Yeah, you guys are not very timid about your prize money. It's in excess of $400,000 at stake, and that, I'm sure, opens the eye of every cowboy who can ride a bull or a horse or rope anything, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, they're already... They started coming in last week into the valley, so they'll spend, you know, Ellensburg being kind of centered the state, you know, they'll spend a good 2-3 weeks here as kind of a hub to, you know, they'll go to other rodeos in Washington, Idaho, and Oregon, and so we're right kind of in the middle of it, and they use this as their home base for about 3 weeks.
As professional athletes in all sports, football, baseball, basketball, seem to get better and better every year, I bet the riders and the ropers and the wrestlers and everybody that you watch compete, that they must get better every generation, too.
Oh, yeah. Well, and then, you know, on the roping end of it, the horses that they're in bell racing, you know, these horses, what they cost, the investment that these professional athletes have invested is a huge amount of money. You know, you're talking $100,000 plus dollar horses to do the job that they need to do, where, you know, 30, 40 years ago, it wasn't that much money. So it's a big investment for them just to travel.
And there's a lot of there's a lot of expense. There's a lot of danger. There's the cowboys put themselves on the line. It turned out to be, as in terms of a business model, a terrible way to make a living. But for some reason, cowboys love it. How come?
Yeah, they do. You know, it's just the way of life. I think it's how you're raised. You know, a lot of these guys are second, third generations, you know, they've been doing it, and that's what they know. You know, so it's just a way of life and what they like to do, start, you know, as a little guy or gal, and then work up into the high school ranks. And, you know, I can speak from my daughter's case, you know, the high school rodeos, it's pretty intense, you know, for a couple months out of the year, every weekend traveling to different rodeos, and then you got all the ropings and stuff in between, so they just get used to it. It's a part of the culture.
Although your daughter, I hope, is not courting any injuries for the other guys who do ride the horses and the bulls. It's good to be young if you're going to land hard, right?
Yeah. Well, so far so good.
Excellent. I'm glad to hear that. Let's talk about the attitude of the bull. They seem to be born angry. How do these bulls get their attitude, or is it modified by something you might do to them just before they come into the ring?
No, you know, it's genetics. So these, you know, the bulls they're athletes in themselves, and they're bred that way. You know, there's years and years of genetics that the stock contractors have spent to build the best athletic bull that they can. And, you know, there's bulls that you can go pet them in the back pen, but once they get into the chute, you know, they turn it on. And, I wouldn't say they're all that way, but, you know, these things, this is the way they're bred. It's, you know, not the stock contractors aren't doing anything different, you know, to make them perform. It's just what they have and genetically built inside of them from their moms and their dads and grandpas and, you know, their sires and dams, per se, on the cattle end of it. So
sires and dames, I love that.
Sires and dames. Yep.
Well, where do you get these bulls? What's the best breeding place in the world right now for the meanest, most competitive bull?
That's a good question. You know, Texas, obviously, everything's bigger and better in Texas, right?
So, apparently, yeah.
Yeah. So a lot of bulls being produced in that area. You know, every region has them, but you know, I have to say down in that neck of the woods is probably the hub of it. So
for someone who's never been to a rodeo in their life and they're listening right now in Wenatchee, they're getting in the car right now and say, let's go to Ellensburg for the weekend. It's going to be a great time. What would you do for your first rodeo? What would you see?
You know, it depends on what day you're coming. You know, we got a whole weekend of events starting Thursday night. Last year we started, it's the first time in 20 years that we started doing concerts in the arena. And, this year we got Dale Diffie coming. Last year we had Ned Ledoux, Chris Ledoux's son. And, not everybody gets to stand in the dirt rodeo weekend. It's kind of sacred ground. So this is your chance on Thursday night to come. You can actually dance in the dirt and watch the concert. So starting that night, that's way to start off the whole weekend, my idea. And then you roll right into Friday night's performance, in which it's our Patriot night, and we're honoring our local Kittitas County Vietnam vets this year. And right now, I think we've got a list of about 100 of them, so it's going to be a pretty good introduction to our local vets, and during that before the rodeo performance. And so then you'll be able to enjoy the rodeo performance on Friday, and then right after the performance, we're having our bullfighters only, so we actually have bred fighting bulls, and we have three or four competitors, I believe, that will be actually fighting bulls.
Hold on. These are matadors in cowboy boots?
These are very athletic guys in tennis shoes, but yes, in a sense, they are fighting the bulls for a point system that goes to qualifying for, they do a bullfighters only championship in Las Vegas during the same time as NFR. So this will be the third year we've done that. So that's Friday, right after Friday night, right after the rodeo performance. And then Saturday morning, you dive right into our parade at 9 a.m., which is classified as one of the horsiest parades in the Northwest. So, it's about a 2-hour parade, and you can watch the parade and enjoy the downtown Ellensburg right through Central Washington University. And then Saturday afternoon we got another rodeo performance, and dive into Saturday evening is our Extreme Bulls finale. So it's bull riding only, 8 o'clock Saturday night, and so we will actually crown a champion there. Yeah, we are the tour finale. There's several rodeos that do an Extreme Bulls tour, but we are the tour finale. So all these guys are laying it all in line to win the big money here in Ellensburg Saturday night. And then Sunday, you can enjoy a performance midday, noontime on Sunday. And it's our Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day.
That's funny.
Awareness for breast cancer.
Yes.
And then Monday, midday, is our finale. So with all the, you know, Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday performances, we pick our top, and they compete against each other for the big buckle and prize money on Monday. So you can very well see all the top guys that you would see at the National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas on Monday in Ellensburg, because all the big guys come here.
It's going to be a big show. It's going to be beautiful. Now, you know what I always worry about, Kerry? I always worry that I might not get enough to eat. What should we put on the menu? What are your favorite rodeo foods?
You know, they're everything.
well, let's have some of everything then.
Yeah, you know, you can, you know, we're right connected to the Kittitas County Fair, so you got the fair side of it with the food venues, and then on the rodeo side, we've got just about everything you can think of, from spuds to hamburgers and, you know, every type of food you can think of.
It's going to be quite a weekend. I really, really look forward to it. Unfortunately, I'm going to L.A., so I'm going to be in a sort of a different kind of rodeo. Not as many bulls, but a lot of bull. And that's where I'm going to be, but I'll be thinking about you guys, and have a great weekend.
Excellent. Yep.
I had one other question about traveling with all these horses and bulls. How do they do it? Do you just put them in a trailer and hope that they are willing to stay there?
Yeah, so in the bucking stock, they're bought in a double-decker, big semi, 50-foot trailers. And, you know, the guys, the roping event guys and the barrel racers have their own living quarter stock trailer type of that they pull behind a pickup. So, you know, those folks are rolling into town right now, like I said earlier. But the bucking stock, so the bareback horses and the bulls, they all start later next week, the beginning of the following week, they'll start rolling into town. So we'll have a lot of semi-trucks rolling in with bucking stock from all over.
So. Man, you better pay attention when they're... Don't pass them on the right. Don't get the bull angry at you on the freeway. Because you'll be hell to pay.
Yeah.
Kerry Clift, it sounds like you're going to have a great plan. You have a great rodeo. You have a great heritage and history of this thing. And you've got some of the great riders and bulls and bucking stock that exist on the planet. And they're all coming to Ellensburg. It's going to be great fun.
They are. Yep.
Where would you stay? Is it going to be pretty dear to stay overnight? Are there any recommendations for accommodations?
Book as soon as you can, because people book ahead, a year ahead with on the hotel end of it. Right in Ellensburg. I'm not too sure what the vacancy levels are right now, but I definitely dive in and get a hotel quick. You know, we're close enough to Yakima. You know, there'd be hotels there, but there is some camping areas too, you know, with the KOA camp area if you got a camper, and then kind of on the north end of Boulder Street there's a camping area. So if you bring campers and tailgate that way, but if you're hoteling it, definitely get a hotel as soon as you can. So.
Next weekend is the Ellensburg Rodeo. Kerry Clift has been our tour guide. He's given us the inside look at the bulls, the riders, and his daughter out there roping like a champion. Thank you, Kerry, for your time today, and have a great rodeo, okay?
Very much appreciate it.
Anytime. We'll talk next year, or maybe I'll come down and get my T-shirt, and we'll talk it in person.
Yeah, we can do that.
Thanks, Kerry.
Have a good one.
You too. Kerry Clift with the Ellensburg Rodeo.